seen the world with a five-piece band. Looking at the backside of me, singing my songs, one of his now and then. But I don't think Hank done them this way. No, I don't think Hank done them this way. Take it on.
Good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas. How about a little Waylon Jennings kicking things off for us on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. I'm Cable Smith. So glad to be here talking hunting and fishing and all that implies with you fine folks. Loved or hated, but never ignored. We do it every weekend. And boy, oh boy, we've got a great one lined up for you today. So go ahead, pour yourself another cup of coffee and pull up your stool just a little bit closer to the old campfire, because we've got a ton to get into, and we'll get the ball rolling here momentarily when Texas State Representative Steve Toth of the Woodlands joins us to discuss the legislation he proposed that gained national attention last week. That's the Firearm Protection Act, and it was drafted to protect Texans' Second and Tenth Amendment rights. And so Representative Toth will be here to discuss that act in great detail coming up here shortly. Then, with the Super Bowl coming up next weekend, I figured it would be a good time to have a former Super Bowl champ join the broadcast. A New Orleans Saints kicker, Garrett Hartley, is not only a huge bow hunter, but he's also a native of Southlake, Texas. And he actually loves bow hunting so much that he recently became a part owner of the relatively new archery company, X-Tag. So some cool bow hunting stuff coming up here with Garrett in just a little bit before we wrap things up with one of the world's premier bass anglers. Yep, the great Michael Iaconelli stops by. He's the 2003 Bassmaster Classic champion, and he'll give us his thoughts on the upcoming 2013 Classic, which takes place Feb 22nd through 24th on Grand Lake outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma. He'll give us his predictions, and we'll also dive into finesse fishing and how finesse fishing can fill a stringer even when nothing else seems to be working. So pretty exciting stuff coming up here with Mike in just a little bit. It's going to be a great show, y'all. I'm so dang fired up, I can hardly stand it. Real quick, though, a couple things from the Lone Star Outdoors Show news desk. I got to tell you, I am proud of Americans today because we got the Eastern Sports and Outdoors Show canceled. And I'll tell you why that's a good thing here in just a second. But this is a huge outdoor expo that takes place in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania every year. Well, the NRA sanctioned a boycott because the directors of this show decided to prohibit the sale of assault rifles at the show. Well, obviously, that didn't sit well with the NRA, and for good reason. And so outdoor personalities like Lee and Tiffany Lukoski, as well as many others, and over 300 vendors canceled. Well, I guess the directors had no choice but to cancel the show. So good job, America, a small victory for the right, and we just got to keep the momentum going from here. Also, our Photo of the Year contest is over. The 12 monthly winners from 2012 squared off. Congrats to Justin Church, our February winner from last year. His photo won the grand prize, a great shot of his black lab making a retrieve with a beautiful green head. He's going hunting with me on a spring turkey exotic buck combo hunt down at Coons Canyon Ranch this spring. I am looking forward to meeting him and having a chance to hunt with Justin. Also, our 2013 contest is underway, so be sure to send in a January entry for a chance to win a $75 Cabela's gift card, and you can just email me at cable@lonestaroutdoorsshow.com. Just send your favorite outdoor photo, and then we'll get you entered into this month's contest. Also, a couple things. Don't forget that all of our shows are available as podcasts on our website at lonestaroutdoorsshow.com, and they're available for free on iTunes. Let's go ahead and do a quick giveaway. I've got a Game Guard fishing cap here. Obviously, they're the official camo of our show. They make some great fishing gear, too. First person to text in Redfish to 214-289-7807 will win this cap. I'll mail it to you. That's Redfish to 214-289-7807. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we're talking Second Amendment rights with Texas State Representative Steve Toth, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
I'm just a blue jean, red wing kind of guy, getting better and barely getting by. Just a good old boy, I don't know why she hangs around.
Attend the Texas Deer Association's Wildlife Seminar and Deer Auction at Retama Park on Saturday, February 9th. This exciting event will feature exhibits from whitetail deer breeders and wildlife product manufacturers, seminars, and, of course, one of the best offerings of whitetail genetics in the country. The seminars, sponsored by Purina Mills, begin at 9 a.m. and will include discussions about hunting, deer management, and deer breeding by wildlife and nutrition experts. Plus, there'll be door prizes including guns, feeders, and other great items. The Superior Genetics Whitetail Deer Auction begins at 1 p.m. and will feature 125 lots of bred does, breeder bucks, 2012 bucks and does, and 2013 fawns and semen. Again, it's the Texas Deer Association's annual wildlife seminar and deer auction at Retama Park, IH-35, just north of San Antonio, on Saturday, February 9th. Admission is free, but call the Texas Deer Association office to RSVP today at 210-767-8300 or download the auction catalog by clicking on TexasDeerAssociation.com. Again, the number is 210-767-8300.
Concan's River Rim Resort is the gem of the real Texas Hill Country. Located along the pristine Frio River, outdoor enthusiasts enjoy birdwatching, bat flights, and of course, tubing or kayaking the Frio's crystal clear waters. Situated near Garner State Park in northern Uvalde County, River Rim is in the middle of a sportsman's paradise with ranches full of exotics, whitetail, and dove hunting opportunities. River Rim Resort offers cabins and RV sites, as well as a great venue for weddings and corporate retreats. Visit RiverRimResort.com today. That's RiverRimResort.com.
Howdy Outdoors fans, Michael Curview, Internet Manager at Graf Chevrolet. We're proud to be the official dealership of the Lone Star Radio Show. We have a large selection of new Chevys starting at just $12,999. Lowest overhead means lowest price in North Texas. We'll beat any price on a new Chevy guaranteed. Drive a little, save a lot. Chevys are cheaper in Grand Prairie. Call 800-560-3518 or shop online 24/7 at GrafChevrolet.com. Graf Chevrolet, serving Texas Outdoors fans since 1952. Chevy runs deep.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnol from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnola. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
2011 Z521 Ranger Boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury motor. Falcon rods, Lowrance electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's Heath Hardwick.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
This is Governor Rick Perry, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
They ask a traveling preacher on horseback one day why he carried a pistol and where was his faith. They said, if it's your time to go, ain't you ready to die? Preacher said, yeah, but it might be the other fella's time. Guns
and Religion's the name of that one from Austin Cunningham, bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris and the 2013 Chevy Silverado. I'm Cable Smith, thrilled to be here with you this morning as we are about to get into our country's sad state of affairs in regards to the blatant lack of respect for the Second Amendment that we are experiencing right now in this country. But first, this segment brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas premier seed company, offering everything you need to keep your whitetail herd healthy and happy. Call my buddy Rob Hughes at 1-877-610-SEED today. Well, moving right along here, our next guest is out there on the front lines actively seeking to protect the Second Amendment, so much so that he last week proposed the Firearm Protection Act to the Texas legislature. It's my pleasure to welcome Texas State Representative Steve Toth of the Woodlands to the show.
Okay, well, thanks for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, and it looks like you've been pretty busy of late.
Just a tad. Skosh. It's been crazy.
Yes, sir. And, you know, last week you made national headlines by introducing some very pro-gun, pro-America, and pro-Texas legislation, the Firearm Protection Act. And I'm actually going to quote you here from last week. You said, "We can no longer depend on the federal government and this administration to uphold a constitution that they no longer believe in. The liberties of the people of Texas and the sovereignty of our state are too important to just let the federal government take them away."
Correct. And really, Cable, at the end of the day, this is as much about the 10th Amendment and preserving states' rights as it is anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it angers me, and I think it angers most Texans. And I honestly, we've heard from people all over the United States, far away as Alaska and Hawaii. I think it angers most people that this president is exploiting children
mm-hmm.
for the purpose of advancing a very liberal agenda, which is to eventually get our guns.
Yes, sir.
And this is a slow erosion of the Second Amendment and the 10th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at some point you just have to stand up and say that we're just not going to put up with it. And I think, you know, I could go ahead and put that bill out there, but at the end of the day, if people don't stand up and call their state representatives and call the governor and call the attorney general, then the Firearms Protection Act will go nowhere.
Uh-huh. And this legislation, just give us a real brief overview of what it entails.
It makes it a felony in the state of Texas for a federal official to come in and infringe on your Second Amendment right.
Uh-huh.
The last four words of the Second Amendment are, "shall not be infringed." It's really clear
mm-hmm.
that this right, the right to raise up a militia, the right to personally bear arms, shall not be infringed. It's very clear. And we're just asking federal officials that were elected to protect and defend the Constitution against enemies, both foreign and domestic, to actually do that.
Right, right. And, you know, you actually introduced the legislation prior to Obama's attempt to use executive order to tighten his grip on law-abiding
yeah.
Americans. How could you have predicted his abuse of power?
How do you know that night's coming? How do you know that the sun's going to set the next morning? It's going to come up the next morning. I mean, he was intimating all along that he was going to do something. You know, he started saying things like, "There's an executive or there's an administrative solution." When they say things like administrative solution, they're talking about registering our guns.
Mm-hmm.
And so you knew that this was going to be an overreach. You knew that he was going to use executive orders by virtue of the fact that there's no way he'll get this thing through the House or the Senate. So, you know, you've just got to be proactive about this stuff and get on top of it before it becomes a reality. His modus operandum, and he did this with Obamacare, he put a 3,700-page bill out that was fairly innocuous at best.
Mm-hmm.
It was like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall. And every time we said, you know, it's going to do this, that, and the other thing, he'd say, "No, it doesn't. Show me the page where it says that." Right? And this is part of his plan. He gives you very innocuous legislation that gets passed, and then he hands it over to his liberal bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats. The only thing worse than elected officials that have been there too long or unelected bureaucrats that have been there too long. And then they take the thing and they take it from a 3,700-page bill to a 37,000-page bill with all the fine points that we warned everybody about.
Right.
He will do the exact same thing with this. It'll be 23 points. Hey, and by the way, it was only 19 points 4 days before he introduced it. And that, you know, that those 23 points will be will be the heart of infringing on our Second Amendment rights. I mean, think about this a second. One of the points is encouraging doctors, pediatrician, to ask little Johnny, does mom and dad have a gun in the house? Well, you know what? It's none of your business if mom or dad has a gun in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the Reichstag days when the brown shirts came along and they encouraged these children to not honor their parents anymore. And to rat on their parents if they didn't support the administration. We have no business in this country coming before and coming in between a doctor-patient relationship and asking them for a kid to tell a pediatrician if mom or dad has a gun in the house, and then for that pediatrician to then report that to the federal government.
Right. I mean, that is asinine on every level. It's completely corrupt. You know, nobody condones what happened in Newton, Connecticut, or any other mass shooting. It's truly tragic and a complete waste of life. That being said, for every mass shooting, I can give you 10 stories where an armed U.S. citizen protected themselves and or other innocent folks against criminals because they were exercising their Second Amendment right. Sadly, though, those stories get swept under the rug by this leftist liberal media machine.
Yeah, every time. I mean, it's story after story after story. It's not anecdotal anymore. It's empirical evidence that the only way to stop an evil person is if there's a good person that's carrying a gun legally and lawfully. It's the only way it happens. You can't legislate evil away. You can't legislate evil out of the heart of people. The only way to stop an evil person with a gun is if there's a good person with a gun that's willing to put themselves in harm's way and defend other people. It's the only way it happens.
Yes, sir. That is the God-honest truth right there. Representative Toth, I still have a lot more that I want to get into with you, but we do need to work in a real quick commercial break. Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
You bet.
All right. Well, we will continue on with our discussion on the Second Amendment. When we come back, it's more from State Representative Steve Toth. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors
Let
Show.
Let us take off our hats to our brothers in arms and the chances that they never had. We are blessed in the bounty of Texas tonight. Let us drink to those who marched that road to Goliad.
Howdy Outdoors fans, Michael Curview, Internet Manager at Graf Chevrolet. We're proud to be the official dealership of the Lone Star Radio Show. We have a large selection of new Chevys starting at just $12,999. Lowest overhead means lowest price in North Texas. We'll beat any price on a new Chevy guaranteed. Drive a little, save a lot. Chevys are cheaper in Grand Prairie. Call 800-560-3518. Or shop online 24/7 at GrafChevrolet.com. Graf Chevrolet, serving Texas outdoors fans since 1952. Chevy runs deep.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com.
Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road, and that's just what you'd expect from your truck, the Chevy Silverado. From worksite to home front, dependability, based on longevity, 1981 through July 2012, full-size pickup registrations.
This is Aaron Lewis, and thank you for listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Two flags fly above my land and really sum up how I feel. One is the colors that fly high and proud, the red, the white, the blue. The other one's got a rattlesnake with a simple statement.
Great stuff there from our very own Aaron Lewis, bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris and the all-new 2013 Chevy Silverado. I'm your host, Cable Smith. And we are talking Second Amendment rights with Texas State Representative Steve Toth this morning. But this segment of the show is proudly brought to you by Cabela's. Be sure to stop in at Cabela's, the world's foremost outfitter, to experience legendary selection and service. Let expert outfitters show you all the newest hunting, fishing, and camping gear, as well as the best in authentic outdoor apparel and footwear at tough-to-beat prices. And you'll get free shipping when you shop online and ship your order to one of Cabela's three great Texas locations. Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter. Well, let's go ahead and pick it back up with State Representative Steve Toth, who garnered national media attention this past week with his Firearm Protection Act that he introduced in the Texas legislature. And Representative Toth, looking back throughout U.S. history, has there ever been a president who has exhibited such blatant disregard for the Constitution and such a lack of respect for the desires of the majority of American citizens? Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, that's the absolute truth. And, you know, looking back throughout U.S. history, I'm not sure there's ever been a time where a president has exhibited such blatant disregard for the Constitution and such a lack of respect for the desires of the majority of American citizens.
There isn't. I mean, you can't find a... And it's funny because Bush was criticized, probably rightly so, for having used executive orders too much. And yet, it pales in comparison to the 147 executive orders that this one has passed down thus far.
It is something, that's for sure. And you know, this tyrant actually paraded children around on stage prior to making his recommendations for tightening up gun control. And that was pretty infuriating for me to watch, personally.
It's really just a big, big joke. Even the vice president admitted before the president came out and went through his points that even if these things had been in place, Sandy Hook still would have happened, which it still would have happened, obviously. But, you know, I guess the thing that really bothers me is that we're going to spend the next 4 years, this president is going to spend the next 4 years trying to take guns from law-abiding citizens, rather than addressing this culture of violence that is so prevalent in our society today, especially among our children that are exposed to, whether it's Kill Bill, Pulp Fiction, Inglourious Bastards, or whatever that one was, where, mm-hmm. you know, took place in Germany, or as well as the new one. Each one is absolutely more violent than the last one. And our kids get more and more desensitized to it. And so what you're going to have is you're going to have people on the left looking to take away our Second Amendment rights, and then you're going to have people on the right that are looking to take away our First Amendment rights, is to thinking that's the solution, that we need to legislate what happens in Hollywood. you know, at the end of the day, until America turns back to its founding principles, which was liberty as it's expressed under the ordination of God and his oversight of America, America will never be what it needs to be. Lord Jesus Christ is the only one. He's the Prince of Peace, and he's the only one that can bring peace inside a troubled heart. And we're not going to get that from legislation from the left or from the right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be America turning back to God. And that's what needs to be spoken from the pulpits all across this land. That's what the Black Robe Regiment spoke and at the beginning of our Constitutional Republic when pastors stood up from the pulpit and called for it.
Amen. Amen. You preach it, brother. And, you know, you mentioned the whole Hollywood aspect of this culture of violence. And the thing that ticks me off is these movie stars who make millions upon millions of dollars playing these violent characters where they have a gun in their hand 24/7. And then the next thing you know, they're advocating stricter gun laws. It doesn't make any sense. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Isn't that unbelievable? It's so hypocritical. And, you know, I mean, and then the president, right, he goes and criticizes members of Congress for taking campaign contributions from the NRA. And if you look at it, a congressperson can't take more than $2,500 in a given year, yet he is taking hundreds of millions of dollars from Hollywood through the DNC and other PACs that go to advance this agenda. And it all comes from Hollywood. The amount of money that is given out by the NRA relative to what's coming out of Hollywood is pittance. And yet you would think that if you really cared about children, if you really cared about speaking against this culture of violence in our society, that he would go to his buddies in Hollywood and say, tone it down. What can you do to make sure that kids don't have access to this material? Without us passing laws, what could you guys do in the motion picture grading system make it more difficult for young children to see this garbage? But he isn't doing that.
No.
Because it's really not about the children. It's about advancing a liberal agenda, which is to infringe on our Second Amendment and Tenth Amendment rights.
Yes, sir. And the U.S. Constitution was designed to protect the citizen from its government should they abuse the power that we gave them. And it was Thomas Jefferson who said, "The strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in government."
Exactly right, Cable.
Representative Toth, what aspects of the president's use of executive order pertaining to gun control from last week really stood out the most?
Absolutely, positively, it's the patient-doctor relationship.
Uh-huh.
Limiting clip sizes is another thing, or magazine size is another thing. You know, it's funny. New York went out and they passed a bill to limit the size of magazines. I think it's to seven rounds, something like mm-hmm. that. Yeah, but here's the funny thing is that in their rush, in their haste, they forgot to, maybe our state police, maybe our police officers shouldn't be bound to that as well. They forgot to exempt them from it. And so what you've got is you had the state police commissioner saying, this is going to leave us in a precarious situation because we're going to be outgunned by the criminals. Well, evidently, it's not okay for the state police to be outgunned by a criminal, but it is okay for us, for a citizen of New York, to be outgunned by a criminal. I mean, it's so ludicrous. Sheldon Silver, who's the Speaker of the House in New York, should have looked himself in the mirror after those two volunteer firefighters were gunned down by that madman who obtained his gun illegally. He should have looked himself in the mirror. He should have gone on TV and apologized to the people of New York for not getting tougher on crime and making sure that these violent criminals never see another sunset in New York again. But instead, he took the pansy way out. He took the coward's way out and blamed the gun rather than these lawmakers that refuse to get tough on crime.
It is absolute insanity. I mean, criminals are not going to register their guns. If they want a gun, they are dead set on committing a crime, they're going to get one. The only thing this is doing is hurting you and I and the other honest folks out there. You know, I don't think this arrogant, tyrannical administration even realizes the sleeping giant that they are awakening.
Oh, they are. They absolutely are. That's it exactly. He hit the nail right on the head. You know, typically, if I put something out on my Facebook page about anything, I'll get 5 or 6 shares, right? And when we put this press release out about Firearms Protection Act, I think within 3 days, we had 1,600. It's close to 1,800 or 1,900, I think, now. It's wow. It's just been overwhelming. Yeah, I mean, you're right. It has. It's awakened a sleeping giant.
Well, Representative Toth, it's clear that the good people of the state of Texas elected you for a reason. You're out there on the front lines looking out for our Second Amendment rights as well as the 10th Amendment. We appreciate the job that you're doing.
Well, let me just say this in conclusion. The heavy lifting is about to begin. Every single listener needs to respectfully call their state representative, along with Attorney General Abbott, which is that's really key, as well as the governor, and say we need for you to get behind the Firearms Protection Act. The problem is that there are also some very moderate bills that have come since we introduced ours. They're kind of copycats, but they have no teeth in them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have no teeth, then the federal government won't respond. And what we need to do is we need to face a showdown over the executive clause and the supremacy clause that infringes on our rights as Texans.
So there you have it. Y'all know what you need to do. Representative Toth, thanks again.
God bless you. Thanks, Cable.
So there he goes. Great stuff from Texas State Representative Steve Toth of the Woodlands. Let's take care of a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Southlake, Texas's own, and a Super Bowl champion. We're talking bow hunting with New Orleans Saints kicker Garrett Hartley, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
From east to west, but no matter where we go, we like Texas women best, because they're from Texas. They do things their way. Yeah, they're from Texas, buddy, and that's still their dying day.
Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The System is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spegnell from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnola. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Cable Smith here with my good buddy Craig Smith, owner and founder of Game Guard. And Craig, I guess the question everybody wants to know is, what inspired you to create that signature Game Guard camouflage pattern?
I had a friend of mine that challenged me to come up with a better pattern. I didn't like the patterns that fit, you know, Southwest Texas. So he said, you know, if you don't like it, do something about it. And that's really kind of where it started. I really wanted to get the colors correct because to me it's all about, you know, blending in and having the right tones at that time of the year. And so I just sat down and started drawing this pattern out. And it took me about a year to get it the way I wanted it and get the colors the way I wanted it. And, you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say.
Hey, Craig, we appreciate it. Made by the Texas Deer Hunter for the Texas Deer Hunter. Be sure to check out their full line of outdoor apparel at GameGuard.net. We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family-owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000-square-foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com. All right, listen up, all you Texas outdoorsmen and women. SDS Outdoors is a top-tier manufacturer and distributor of high-quality, feature-rich, luxury outdoor products. Their product lines include luxury deer blinds, deer blind windows, gun range towers, bow fishing boats, and a whole lot more. Call SDS Outdoors at 214-551-1530 or check them out online at www.sdsoutdoors.com. Chevy Silverado has been recognized by Vincentric for lowest total cost of ownership of any full-sized pickup. Based on factors like depreciation, fuel, and maintenance, visit your local Chevy dealer to find out why the Silverado is a smart choice. Based on Vincentric U.S. 2012 model level analysis.
This is T. Boone Pickens. Welcome to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
But that's just the whiskey walking out on me. When she gets it in her mind to leave, that bottle makes her a little crazy. That's just the whiskey walking out on me. My friends.
That's the music of Andrew Delaney bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. I'm your host, Cable Smith, thanking each and every one of you for tuning in today as we're about to talk some bow hunting with a Super Bowl champion. But first, this segment proudly brought to you by STI Guns, Texas made and Texas proud. STI has been producing some of the world's premier handguns for the better part of two decades now. They've got a full line of pistols and calibers. Do what I did. Visit their website, stiguns.com, and go Texan, go STI. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome our next guest to the program. He's the pride of Southlake, Texas, also happens to play for the New Orleans Saints. Garrett Hartley, thanks for stopping in, man.
Man, definitely. My pleasure, Cable.
You bet, brother. I always enjoy visiting with a fellow Texas outdoorsman, even if you do work and live in Louisiana now. And man, what a crazy year for your football team.
Yeah, you know, obviously with everything, all the implications that we're trying to be enforced upon us this year, and, you know, from losing our head coach and then having to watch and one of our, you know, captains and starting linebackers, Vilma, you know, battle the system. And, you know, it was very righteous and when everything came out and, you know, how it played out.
Right on. Well, Garrett, you're a Super Bowl champion. You've been on the grandest of stages, kicking the game-winning field goal in overtime of an NFC championship game. So how does arrowing a monster whitetail compare to kicking a game-winning field goal on a Sunday afternoon?
You know, it's funny. People have asked me this in the past, and I really think if they're not hunters themselves, they don't understand that my heart my heart rate probably is a little bit higher when you're drawing back on a big buck than any game winner I've ever had a hit. more so because I do that a lot more than I'm able to be out in the woods. And so I think the rush and everything that you get from that, and it's just second to none.
No doubt about it. And now, you grew up in Southlake before playing your college ball at OU. Was hunting just something that your family always did?
That's the weird thing. It was. I really started kind of towards the later years of high school. Even though I've been shooting since I was 6 years old, my dad was a sniper in the Marine Corps during Vietnam, and so he taught me how to shoot. I just he never took me hunting. He always told me he knows what it feels like to be hunted.
Uh-huh.
And but with you know, my friends growing up there, and I'm still best friends with them today. And just the passion that they had, and once I went, I was hooked.
Now, Garrett, you're primarily a bow hunter, so how much time do you actually get to spend in the woods during the NFL season?
That's the beauty about, you know, playing down in New Orleans, and Louisiana is known, you know, as the sportsman's paradise. Having Tuesdays off and sometimes Victory Mondays allows me to go out to places maybe, you know, 30 minutes from my house or even a couple hours away just to make an evening hunt and then, you know, pack up and come back that night and be ready for work the next morning. Definitely, you know, fortunate the past 5 years. That's something that I've been able to do.
Yeah, and I guess there's a little bit of a positive there as far as the Saints not making the playoffs. At least Garrett Hartley gets to spend some more time in the woods.
You know, that's like I said, this year was kind of a weird feeling. You know, the last 3 years we've been in the playoffs, and
obviously at the end of the day, I would love to have the reason that I can't go hunt is because, you know, we have an NFC championship game to prepare for, you know, even another Super Bowl, hopefully in the future.
Well, Garrett, you're obviously in love with bow hunting so much that you're a part owner in a relatively new archery company, X-Tag. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I was presented with the thought about a year ago, and I gave it some serious, probably about 6 months before I decided to go ahead and be a partner with it. And what we produce is stabilizers, but more on the tactical side of things. And so we're, right now we're producing about, really three high-quality actual stabilizers. But what's so unique about our product is that we manufacture it with a four-rail Picatinny style system that you can mount everything from a bipod to, a carry attachment with a flashlight to, lasers. And my favorite is we have our dual camera mount that you're able to film what you're shooting and film yourself at the same time, which actually takes me right into filming pilots right now for 2014 for our hunting show that's going to be released on the Sportsman.
Very cool. And Garrett, what is the name of the show?
It's called No Motives, and it's actually it's spelled kind of how the Cajuns do it down here, and instead of just N-O, it's spelled N-E-A-U-X, which is going to have a lot of ties with a lot of people down here, not just in Louisiana but the Gulf Coast as well.
All right, so No Motives. We can look for that first quarter of 2014 on Sportsman's Channel. Great stuff there, Garrett. Were you able to get into the woods and harvest a nice buck this season?
Between Mississippi and Texas, I have three, pretty nice bucks. One of them was a management buck out in Texas that I was able to take on my buddy's place, and then a couple of trophies as far as from a 150 to 160 class whitetail up in Mississippi with a bow.
Awesome. Now, were those all bow kills?
Well, the management buck was actually with my rifle. Like I said, I'm not opposed to shooting long range or even hunting with a rifle. Mm-hmm. I just I would prefer, to be able to go out there with my bow, and even if I have to sit all day, just opportunities for things to come in. And it's not just going to stop at whitetail. We're definitely as far as hogs and people in Texas and definitely Louisiana could relate to that far as the problem that they're becoming and that they need to be taken out.
Yes, they sure do. And now, Garrett, do you like to do any other hunting? I mean, maybe ducks or spring turkey?
Absolutely. The duck hunting down here is amazing. I know we got some spring turkey hunts lined up and really just go out there. They're trying to, break me in a little bit. I've only been turkey hunting a couple times. And that's the cool thing about, starting a show is I'm not pretending to be a professional hunter, even though I know I'm a professional athlete. And it's really going out there, and the people at home are going to be seeing the mistakes that I make, and it's being able to really relate to me as far as, here's a guy that just loves being out and, in the outdoors, and, he has some opportunity to go, and basically letting them know a little bit about football, but it's also mainly obviously going to be pertaining to, the love for the outdoors.
Nice. So not just another show with a guy sitting in a tree stand shooting a 200-inch whitetail. I like it. Sounds good. Y'all are keeping it real. And, everybody misses. Heck, I've got some footage on my YouTube channel of me missing a strutting gobbler right in front of me at 30 yards. I don't know how that happened, but you can see me throwing my hat. I think we might have had to bleep one or two of the words out, but everybody misses. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, absolutely. And I definitely relate. We were up in Mississippi, and we were just trying to take some does off my buddy's property. And, and that's the, cardinal sin number one is if you're doing a lot of traveling and driving and, for whatever reason, your scope might get, bumped a little bit. And even if you're off 6 inches, that's going to lead to a miss. And I, sure enough, I have two does that walked out within probably a 15-minute time span, and I was shooting a 35 Whelan, which I haven't shot in over a year, and I didn't take the time to make sure that my rifle was on, and I missed two doe under, I think one was at 65 yards and the other was at 90. And I'm like, and this is all on camera, being filmed, and, the pressure to being able to, you got to go out there, you got to hit what you're shooting at most of the time. And
Well, unfortunately, it didn't pan out, and that was. But things like that happen, and like I said, you know, it's a chance for the viewer to really understand that, you know, this is what happens on hunts, and they've all been a part of it, I'm sure. You know, this isn't about, you know, editing it out, and yeah, you know, we're not missing, and that's not, you know, that's not the case. So, like I said, it's just spot on, and it's really how I just choose to live my life.
Right on, brother. I know I can relate to that as well as probably all of our listeners as well. And we're looking forward to the new show. And if folks want to check out y'all's archery website.
Yeah, extremetag.com. What we have up there right now is great stuff. But at the same time, now the product line that we're launching, that we've been at the ATA show out in Kentucky, and got really some cool concepts that are upcoming, you know, patented, and that we're excited about.
Awesome. And I know that you have your own personal Twitter account, but Xtag has a Facebook page as well.
Xtag does have a Facebook page set up, and you can go on there and you can like, and we're going to be uploading a lot of videos to it. And then also in the next couple months, we're going to be getting No Motives, which I'll be sharing all the links off of Twitter, and people can follow me at ghartley5 on Twitter. And really what I talk, you know, obviously during football season, you know, let them know how workouts and stuff like that are going, but also a lot of it pertains to, you know, the, you know, my passion for the outdoors, and uploading hunting pics, and you know, some little splices of some videos that I'm allowed to go ahead and release before people actually watch our show.
Very cool. Well, we're looking forward to it, Garrett. We wish you continued success, as well as the Saints, unless of course you're playing the Texans or Cowboys.
I do apologize for that overtime field goal I had this year that kind of took the chances of the Cowboys.
No, not really,
but,
That was a tough pill to swallow, man, but, you know, you've got a job to do. I assume that you were a Cowboys fan, though, growing up.
I was, absolutely. I definitely remember, you know, when the boys, you know, going back to back in the years with, from Jimmy Johnson to Switzer, and watching, you know, Aitman, Irvin, you know, having Moose out there, and then, of course, Emmett running the ball. So it didn't get a whole lot better than that.
Right on, brother.
But at the same time, you know, it's being employed now by the New Orleans Saints has been a blessing in my life, and being a part of a Super Bowl team, and being able to walk together forever, knowing that I was part of something that was so special.
Yes, indeed. Well, Garrett, we wish you continued success on the field and, of course, with the new hunting show, man. Thanks again for your time.
Hey, definitely. I appreciate the time, and hopefully next time in Texas, we'll try to go lay down a couple turkey or even a couple of marmots, whatever ones walk our way.
Hey, sounds like a plan, brother. Take care.
All right, have a good one.
So there he goes, Southlake, Texas' own and New Orleans Saints kicker Garrett Hartley. I guarantee you, you will find him on all of my fantasy football teams next year, now that we know he is a big outdoorsman. Well, let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by one of pro bass fishing's most captivating figures. He's the 2003 Bassmaster Classic champion. The great Mike Iaconelli stops by only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
But all the smoke and the neon keep his pain here. Oh, nobody knows the honky-tonk.
Ed Hansen's Outdoor Adventures is East Texas' premier waterfowl guide service. Hunters enjoy great shoots on Lake Fork, Tewakene, Cooper, and private areas, including flooded timber and private tanks throughout Northeast Texas. You'll also see amazing retriever work and a guide in Ed whose passion is putting you on birds, also specializing in taxidermy, and now offering guided deer, elk, and hog hunts on a 1,000-acre high-fence ranch in Wood County. And don't forget about spring snow geese as well. Call Ed at 903-521-4595 or visit HansenOutdoors.net to book your hunt today.
Baskins, your Western and workwear headquarters, has all of the latest in Western clothing. Come on in to find the hottest styles of jeans, boots, hats, and belts from your favorite Western brands. Be sure to check out our great lineup of Wrangler fashions. Baskins is a Wrangler PRCA dealer with a full selection of your favorite Wrangler jeans and shirts. Also, check out Baskins' selection of workwear and flame-resistant clothing. Go to Baskins.com for all locations and store information, and check us out on Facebook for monthly contests. Baskins, Western and workwear.
Holmes Williams with Texas Insurance and Financial Services is a passionate outdoorsman, and that's why he understands the importance of limiting your risk, sheltering your game, and protecting your assets. So whether you want to protect your hunting range, sporting club, or are a guide or outfitter, Texas Insurance and Financial Services has you covered. Property, general liability, workers' comp, auto, even foreign recovery and emergency medical for that African safari. Call Holmes Williams with Texas Insurance and Financial Services at 512-797-7600 or email him at holmes@txins.com.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs. If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Hi, this is Captain Sig Hansen from the Deadliest Catch. You're listening to the Lone Star Show.
Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Hi, this is Captain Sig Hansen from the Deadliest Catch, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Perfect.
Tonight we're fishing off the jetty, counting stars until the dawn. Grab that fishing pole tighter, son. I think you got a big one on.
Here's some classic Gary P. Nunn for you on this Texas morning. I'm Cable Smith, by the way. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your weekend with me on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. This segment of the program proudly brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at one of their convenient Metroplex locations, including the newest Rudy's in front of the Cabela's in Allen, Texas. Rudy's, true Texas-style barbecue. Well, with the Bassmaster Classic less than a month out, I figured we should get an expert in here to talk about the upcoming event. And as the 2003 Classic champion, I do believe that Mike Iaconelli qualifies as an authority on the grandest fishing event of the year. So, Mike, we really appreciate you dropping in today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, it certainly is our pleasure. And, Mike, you know, something that really separates you from most of the guys on the Elite Series is you're from New Jersey. And traditionally, when folks think big bass, you know, they think the southern part of the United States or out west. New England isn't really at the top of that list. So talk a little bit about how a kid from New Jersey got started out in bass fishing.
Yeah, you know, you don't think about it. You know, you don't think about New Jersey and Philadelphia and New York City as being a hotbed of fishing. But you know, it's kind of a hidden gem in that the sport, you know, a bass is the kind of creature where it grows everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky, you know, so as a kid for me, it was my family introducing me to the sport and fishing a lot on these urban lakes, you know, these urban fisheries outside some of these cities, smaller lakes and ponds. And, you know, even on those types of waterways, you know, a bass is a bass is a bass. You've heard that saying before, and it's true. And I tell you, the big benefit that came out of that by default is that a lot of our lakes and stuff have a lot of pressure, you know, a lot of fishing pressure, you know, millions of boats out there, a lot of weekend traffic. And that really, you know, taught me at a very young age on how to fish for pressure fish, how to fish, you know, when it's tough out. And I think that really helped me. You know, it helped me over the years to develop some techniques to catch them when the fishing's not good. That's just important as catching them when it's good.
Well, it certainly paid huge dividends for you. You've had a storied career, to say the least, with countless top 10 finishes, numerous wins, an Angler of the Year title in 2006, and, of course, the jewel in the cap, the 2003 Bassmaster Classic. And you make no bones about it, you've done it different than most folks and don't really describe yourself as one of the old school fishermen out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with a lot of other sports, you've got to kind of fit a mold, or you've got to be, you know, a certain physicality. You know, you've got to be 6'3", 250 pounds, you know. This sport's great because it's wide open. From the very beginning, I've never considered myself a traditional, what I call natural fisherman. You know, I feel like a lot of what I've done is through a lot of untraditional things, like a lot of research. You know, I'm the kind of angler that does a lot of research and homework leading into an event. You know, just the work ethic. And then obviously I think, you know, my background is different from a lot of people. The area I grew up, you know, just a lot of that stuff, you know, the music I listen to, things like that. You know, it's nice to be able to kind of break the mold. And again, I think that's helped for sure, has helped me, you know, attract fans and sponsors. You know, when you can show the sport in a new light and show it to different people, that really kind of helps everybody, you know. But for me, it was, you know, just to always try to be myself and not shy away from something that I wasn't. And in the beginning, a lot of times, that's a hard thing to do. Because there's a lot of, you know, kickback for change. You know, change for a lot of people is a hard thing to swallow. But, you know, in the long run, you know, when change happens, or when, you know, when you're yourself and you're your own person, that really benefits you in the long run, and I think benefits everybody. So, you know, it's been pretty neat. You know, I got into the sport professionally 15 years ago. That flew by for me. It hadn't seemed like 15 years, but it's been a neat ride, and it's been cool to see how things have changed in 15 years.
Well, Mike, you know, traditionally you've fished very well in the southern part of the country. You won the 2003 Classic in New Orleans. You finished second at the 2009 Classic in Shreveport, then back-to-back second-place finishes at the Toyota Texas Bass Classic in 2010 and 11. Why do you think that you've fished so well down here in the southern part of the country?
That's a great question. You know, I think it's a combination of a couple things. You know, one is that Texas, Louisiana area of the country, you know, if you look at anglers, they always have a love and affinity for a section of the country. And sometimes you can't really put your finger on why that is, but I've always had a lot of success in that area. So I don't know the answer on that side. But, you know, the flip side to that is a lot of my success, you know, in Texas and Louisiana has been based around finesse fishing, you know, which is really a technique that's not traditionally used down there a lot. You know, you think about Texas and you think about Louisiana, you think about big bass and heavy tackle and power fishing. And surely I've used that over the years, but, you know, a lot of my really big finishes have either come directly because of finesse fishing, or finesse fishing has been a part of it, you know? So, I think, again, you know, I think being different, you know, showing those fish a little something that they don't see a lot. And then again, you know, when it gets tough, you know, finesse fishing is just a great way to catch fish.
Mike, for all of our listeners out there today, would you mind expanding on what you mean when you're talking about finesse fishing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, finesse fishing to me is, you know, light line, spinning rods, smaller baits, you know, and it's a technique where you're showing these little baits in a way where you're really appealing more to their hunger instinct, you know? So, you know, in power fishing, you've got big baits, you know, you're reeling it fast, you're covering a lot of water, and that's great because you can elicit a reaction strike. But a lot of times they get conditioned to that. They see so many spinnerbaits and so many crankbaits. And, you know, when you can provide this finesse approach, smaller baits, lighter line, you know, in their face, slow and low, kind of getting right in, right where they're at, a lot of times that's a big trigger for fish. And you know, again, certainly when it's tough and for whatever reason, you know, if there's a lot of boat pressure, if a front has moved through, if the water is clear and gets dirty, or if the water was dirty and gets clear, I mean, all these things that make for tough fishing, finesse fishing is a great way to catch them after that happens.
And do you think that finesse fishing will have a direct impact on the leaderboard at the 2013 Classic coming up here February 22nd through the 24th on Grand Lake outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Yep, I do. I absolutely think it could be, you know, if not the big player, a part of the winning equation, you know. So, you know, the big thing in Tulsa this year is weather, obviously. Anytime there's a February Classic, it's going to be weather. So, you know, if it's colder than normal, I think finesse fishing could be a big, big factor. If it's a little warmer than normal or it's mild, you know, finesse fishing can still play a part, maybe not the whole equation, but, you know, key fish. Mm-hmm. And that's how I try to use finesse fishing. You know, I love the power fish, and when they're biting a jerk bait and when they're biting a vibration bait, man, I like to cover water and make those fish react. But if they're not, I can use finesse fishing. And also, if I need another bite, or if I find an area and they stop biting those power fishing baits, I need one or two more strikes. You know, there are the scenarios where, you know, a spinning rod and light line can really play a big part.
Well, Mike, throughout your career, you know, you've kind of been known as one who's not going to shy away from controversy. You know, oftentimes that's on the water. What's the maddest you've ever been at another angler, you know, while fishing in a tournament?
I can tell you the big picture of what you're saying, you know, is that it's a very competitive sport, like other sports. And you know, that's just the nature of, I think, professional athletes. You know, they're competitive by nature. And you want to win and all that stuff. And, you know, so sometimes I think that overriding competitive nature sometimes gets the best of you, you know. So, I mean, I can tell you early in my career, I definitely had, you know, had some incidents on the water where you do kind of get in a little arguments over spots or whatever it is. But, you know, as I've matured in the sport, I think I feel like I found a way to better manage conflicts on the water with other anglers. And so, you know, I think you get better at that with age, you know. But I can tell you, you know, the feelings for me, emotions for me, you know, that drive and that passion has been the key of success in my career. And it's also hurt me in other places, you know. But, you know, that's kind of where I come from. It's my nature. It's my background. So, you know, I use that to my advantage. You know, when a fish gets off, or you know, when you miss a bite or whatever, I kind of try to convert that energy into something better. And and it doesn't always work, but that's really, you know, my career has been based around fishing off my energy and my passion. And different guys do it different ways, but that's how I handle it.
Well, let's expand on this and get into that kind of unspoken code between professional anglers. It seems like in a tournament, everything is fair game on day one. And there's a lot of times, if you're watching guys fish, they'll be right on top of each other. But if a guy does really well, brings in a big bag on day one, it's kind of expected that people are not going to intrude on his water on day two.
Yeah, there is. There's, you know, there's kind of an unwritten code, you know, that we try to follow. And, you know, the problem is it's so gray. You know, when you don't have something written on paper, it can oftentimes be a very gray area. But, you know, in simplest terms, I can give you the quick version of the unwritten rule, you know, which is the first day of competition and you get to a spot and a couple other boats found it. You know, it's the first day. It's fair game. Everybody's establishing where they're going to fish. You know, the first day, if you get to an area and you have it to yourself and you have a phenomenal day and you catch a big bag, you know, an 18 or 20 pound bag, the second day you go there and another competitor is there and he's not doing very well in the tournament, he wasn't there the first day, you know, the unwritten rule is that competitor should leave that spot for the guy that was there the first day. You know, and there's a bunch of those type of unwritten rules that are involved in the sport. And again, they're gray. But I think most of the guys, honestly, 99% of the guys at the elite level, you know, we really do try to follow those rules. And at the end of the day, you know, when the competition's over, we've got to spend the whole year with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a band of brothers, so to speak, you know,
right.
When you're on the road for 9 months of the year with each other. So competition's competition. When it's 3 o'clock and you weigh in, you know, the day is over. And I think that's how most of us look at it.
Uh-huh. And Mike, obviously you've got to believe that you're going to win the Classic. But what other anglers do you think will have a really good showing and potentially have a shot at winning this thing?
Yeah, well, yeah, like you said, you've got to have confidence and, you know, you've got to go into every tournament believing you can win. But, you know, if I was on the outside looking in, you know, I think the local guys are obviously standouts. You know, you've got, you know, Jason Christie, who's probably the local of the locals. You've got Tommy Biffle. You've got Edwin Evers. You've got Mike McClellan. And all those guys technically have the home field advantage. Mm-hmm. They're all within an hour of that lake and have all won on that lake. So, you know, I think you got to look at those guys. And then, you know, you got to look at the guys that are the top performers in the world right now. You know, so, you know, Van Dam is always on that list and Aaron Martin and Skeet Reese. And you know, those guys, I don't think you could ever rule those folks out. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, all those 50 guys that made it deserve to be there, you know, and they worked hard to get there. So, you know, fishing's a funny sport because it's the angler that can figure out the fish at that given moment. So it throws a lot of traditional odd making out the window. You know what I mean?
Right. And at the end of the day, you're really competing more against the lake and the fish than you are the other anglers.
Absolutely. I say that all the time and people kind of look at you funny when you say the competition is the fish, but it really is, you know, and that's what you have to focus on.
Well, Mike, I know that you've got a very interactive website. Looks like you're posting new content on there at least weekly, if not more often, and folks can check that out at MikeIconelli.com. You're also on Twitter.
Yep, absolutely. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Go to MikeIconelli.com and also go to TheBassUniversity.com. You know, so we've got some great classes, and a lot of the stuff we were talking about today, you know, including finesse fishing, are topics we talk about all the time in our classes. And, you know, everybody can check out the schedule at TheBassUniversity.com. In fact, we have one coming to Dallas in about 2 or 3 weeks, so definitely invite everybody to check that out too.
Yeah, I'm actually on the Bass University website right now, and that is February 9th and 10th in Dallas. So y'all be sure to check that out. Mike, thank you so much for your time today, and we wish you the best of luck at the 2013 Classic.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. Take care.
Okay, take it easy.
All right, there he goes. Heck of a nice guy, the great Michael Iaconelli. We certainly appreciate his time this morning. And a very special thanks to Yamaha for hooking us up with Mike. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Thanks to our other guests today, of course, State Representative Steve Toth, as well as Super Bowl champion Garrett Hartley. We've got another great show lined up for you next week. Everybody's favorite Uncle Ted Nugent will be here, and we'll also visit with the bow hunter who arrowed the San Jacinto County Monster, the new Texas state record archery non-typical buck, the ninth largest buck ever killed in North America with a bow since 1957, according to Pope and Young. AJ Downs will be here. We'll hear all about the story behind that amazing hunt and that magnificent animal. So it's going to be a great show. Be sure to tune in same time, same place next week. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me?
The Smith Co. Ranch is a small high-fenced hunting facility catering to the discriminating white-tailed deer hunter. Located in Eastland County, just 80 miles west of Fort Worth, the ranch has a Level 3 managed lands deer permit and offers bow or rifle hunting from October through February. The Smithco Ranch has packages for guided trophy and management hunts and discounts for parent-child combo hunts.
All hunts include lodging, gourmet meals, beverages, and care of your game. It's an excellent option to leasing. Google the Smith Co. Ranch, that's spelled Smith K-O Ranch, or call owner Brad Smith at 817-480-8089 today. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road, and that's just what you'd expect from your truck, the Chevy Silverado. From worksite to home front, dependability, based on longevity, 1981 through July 2012, full-size pickup registrations. BioBore EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBore's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBore EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBore.com today.
Cinnamon Creek Ranch is not your typical archery club. It's a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, a full pro shop, and 6 different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters, located on 80 acres in Roanoke, Texas, and offering over 200 3D targets to shoot at. This one-of-a-kind event facility was designed with the bow hunter in mind. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at cinnamoncreekranch.com. That's cinnamoncreekranch.com.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now listen up, we here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now I'm just speculating, but maybe you need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in those sunflower patch. Now, we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Gulfway, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.